Hey there, everybody. This is Trent Goodbody coming to you from behind the iron N95 mask out here in the middle of nowhere in Nevada. Hope you're having a wonderful sunny day here in Nevada. We get a lot of that, the sun, and it's so awesome and wonderful. We've been going through some tough times lately. I was listening to a little bit of talk radio, and I heard them talking about all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Like people not wanting to get inoculated and stuff. And it's a time where there's a lot of fear, and people are scared. People are frightened. Of the unknown. People are scared of dying. In times like these where we are kind of looking at death in the face, so to speak, and the Grim Reaper seems to be everywhere, what we need to do is focus on celebrating the fact that we are living. Take advantage of the fact that we are living. We are not dead yet, and every day is a gift. That's why they call it the present. But over the years, there's been this thing that we can't seem to stop doing to each other, and it's called war. And for some reason, people just or maybe it's authoritarian governments, or maybe it's a crazy sense of power that people get when they can rule over others. But we've been at war like nonstop. Seems like, forever. War actually has evolved quite a bit. It used to be that people that would have a disagreement and would go to war would just stand in lines in a big field, charging at each other and just killing each other, outright. And you would know when it was happening. You know what I mean? Because if you would show up there on purpose and go for a reason. And you would know why you were there, and you would be fighting for your cause or whatever. But warfare has evolved. Like, look at what it turned into after 9/11. All of a sudden, we were going after these boogeymen. And yeah, they showed us a bunch of pictures of these, Muslim hijackers or whatever. Whatever hijackers, extremists, you want to say that, you want to call them, but we don't know for sure. And it's so crazy that they would have so much information about the people who did it so quickly after it happened. That whole situation was really very fishy. Airplanes are made out of thin aluminum. They have to be light. They're not going to be able to crash into iron girders and bring the whole building down. It's just ridiculous. And it's kind of like I feel like we've been deceived on so many levels that it's not even funny. And I could go really deep right now and probably get a bunch of people scratching their heads, but I'm not gonna go quite as deep as I could, but I am gonna talk about how warfare has evolved. Like, how we after 9/11 we were after we experienced this really fanatical form of patriotism, where people were putting big American flags on their trucks until they shredded in the wind, writing America on the back of their truck and stuff. Like, taken a real fanatical form of patriotism, almost all, I want to say almost, you know, like fanatical, almost like you know, almost crazy, you know, form of patriotism. And it is not wrong to support your country or to you know, to be involved in helping others and you know, protecting others' rights. But it is wrong when you get in, when you have this fanatical form of patriotism where all you see is blood. You know, I remember back then there was this joke that was going around, like you know, people were saying they wanted to turn the desert, the Arabs desert, into glass, you know, nuke it and all this. Like, jeez, you know, how can we become such cheerleaders for hatred? It's amazing to me. But it has evolved. The art of warfare has evolved even further beyond these boogeyman terrorists. It has actually evolved into a form of pathogen that we can't even see, an invisible boogeyman. And it, the trick, you know, the on the backside of this crisis is their pre-planned solution, the final solution, you know. And even I have had vaccines for different things when I was a child, and I feel like I'm lucky, but I'm lucky to even have made it this far, you know, with my cognitive abilities and stuff. But I feel like I'm actually vaccine damaged. I feel like I actually have some vaccine damage. You know, and it doesn't manifest always in like autism or Tourette's or I don't know. I don't know what other kinds of, it could manifest in issues with your metabolism, I bet, as well. You know? So I am leaning towards trusting our bodies. And you know, there's this weird sense of technological advancement where the powers that be are wanting to augment our bodies. I mean, they aren't wanting to augment our bodies. I mean, I'm saying that they want to augment the human body with BMIs, brain machine interfaces. And they're already doing it. They're already like integrating machinery with technology, with the body and technology. You can see it, that they started calling them wearables. They have wearable tech, you know, and that'll get, you know, that'll continue to get more and more intertwined with who we are. And at some point, you know, I think even if someone has been talking about brain interfaces, the guy, that Tesla guy, I forget his name right off the top of my head. But yeah, imagine being able to download a new language and learn a new language just by you know, it's like installing a new app. What if these vaccines are the operating system that the apps will run under? You know what I mean? I'm not saying that is definitely what is going on, but there is some crazy stuff going on. When they're having a lottery, giving away money, donuts, booze, you know, I don't know about that last one, booze, but they're incentivizing this vaccination thing, and even mandating it now, which is, you know, you can't say, nobody can say that this is surprising. Anybody that's been, you know, has been awake or watching what's going on, it's not surprising that they decided to mandate this thing. It's just really, makes me really curious about what is really going on behind the scenes. And I think that there is research being done in other countries right now about what's actually in this stuff. But you know, we can't honestly even say that we live in a free country if we don't have a choice, you know, to on what we want to put in our body, you know, my body, my choice. I think it goes for more than just, you know, it should always be your choice. We shouldn't have our government that its sole and only purpose, why it was created by us, the people, was to protect and defend our rights. That's it. It wasn't created to collect income. Well, we're lucky here in Nevada. We don't have income taxes, but it wasn't cre I mean, there's federal income taxes, but you know, the government was not created to collect taxes. And people act like the government has this responsibility to build roads and to micromanage every aspect of our lives. But I don't think that should be the case, you know? And I think every, sorry, my dog is sleeping here, but you know, we should have the choice. And you know, there should be full disclosure. If there's not full disclosure, there's something sneaky going on, you know? And it really, to me, it feels like they're trying to get as many people as they can to take this experimental shot. Yeah, they say it's approved by the FDA, but you know, it's still in phase three clinical trials until 2022 or 2023, which means even though the government has approved this thing, that doesn't make it safe. You know, the FDA approved all kinds of poisonous stuff, you know, and that's why we see all these commercials all the time. You know, if you may be entitled to compensation if you have been harmed by asbestos or, you know, any number of things. And you know, there's a lot of these that are from pharmaceuticals. So forcing people to take a mandatory vaccine jab, not only is it morally wrong, it also could it you know, in the worst case scenario, it could amount to an extinction level event for the entire human race. So we really need to think about what we're doing here, and especially when Bill Gates made videos talking about population reduction. You know, he wants to reduce the greenhouse gases, and if he does a really we do a really good job with vaccinations and Planned Parenthood and stuff like that. I mean, like, this guy is crazy. Have you ever seen how much open land there is out there? There is so much open space. They're trying to cram everybody into a geographic dense, you know, urban zone where, and I've watched it in different areas. Like in Portland, Oregon, they've been building all of this real close apartments that are stacked on top of each other, like living in a little concrete box. They make them look pretty on the outside, but they're just so tiny and so, I mean, they try to make them look pretty, but I think they're extremely ugly. I don't know. It does not look natural, you know? But we really need to wake up, and it's starting to happen with some of the airlines and stuff and the transportation companies. And that's really good that people are standing up. You know, I, when I was younger, I had a mentorship with a guy in the FAA, Phil Bronner. And I don't know if he's still around, but it was a long time ago and he was pretty old back then. But people that are in aviation are not dumb. I mean, you'd think, yeah, okay, they might be a little crazy if they want to strap into a machine that goes in the air. You know what I mean? But they're not dumb. They have to know all kinds of stuff about physics and lift and drag and different dynamics and forces that have to do with flying. It's not something that we were naturally meant to do. So there's a lot of knowledge behind that. And not only that, one of the biggest and most extensive classes that I had to go to, and I wasn't even going to school to be a pilot. I went to school to for aviation maintenance technology. But one of the biggest things is the Federal Aviation Regulations, which are volumes and volumes, and there are lots of rules you have to follow, and you have to be able to remember all kinds of little tiny details. And like, what if you forgot to put the gas cap on? Flying an airplane, it's not the same as a car. You can't, a motorcycle guy is not just going to come up at a stop sign and put it back on for you. But when you're flying at 20,000, 30,000 feet or whatever. So flying in an airplane is it's more involved than riding a bike or driving a car. That these people, these pilots are smart and they see that something is off, something's wrong. So I only hope that this is all kind of like a staged act that we have to go through for the history books. You know what I mean? I mean, the vaccination, there is some serious fraud going on and deception going on. I mean, nobody can say how effective these vaccines are until at least, I would say, at least 10 years from now. And I fear that, they're a trap that has been set, So, it's these are crazy times we live in. But we need to try and stay positive and try and stay focused. And we really need to stand up for ourselves. I feel like the TV was one of the. It, the invention of the TV, it changed people's lives in a fundamental way that they look to TV for their validation almost. You know what I mean? People watch TV to see what the what's in style. People watch TV and they get force-fed these ads all day. Have you ever found yourself humming a jingle for a product that you saw on TV? I mean, come on, we've all done it, right? It is a programming device. I say it's a more devastating weapon than a nuclear bomb or any gun because it can affect so many people at once. Look at what it's done creating this fear of this virus that, I would challenge you to show me evidence that it even exists. I don't even think it exists. I mean, I'm allowed to have that opinion, right? I'm allowed to have my own opinion. I might be crazy, but I don't even believe that there is evidence that it exists. So, what if by taking a vaccination, you're taking the poison, I don't know how if I'm going to get in trouble for what I say here, But man, we really need to think about what we're doing. If they're threatening to take away your livelihood over injecting something into you, man, I don't know. I don't think my job would be worth my life, potentially. I mean, why can't we give this a few years to figure out if it's if it works or not? I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to change the subject now. I've been having this this issue up in Pershing County where they charged me with felonies for making a couple phone calls. But there's case law that says if you make a phone call and a recording outside of the state, then it's not a crime, which is so weird because how can something be a felony in one place and then be totally legit somewhere else? It's pretty crazy to me. But I got the felonies dismissed, but they're still charging me with a gross misdemeanor for intimidating a public official by calling the district attorney's office and saying that misuse of information is considered identity theft. And then when you send that misused information in the mail, it becomes mail fraud. And I just showed the my attorney the deed, and it does not say my name on it, Trent Goodbody. But they're coming after me. The court is coming after me. The deed to the land that they were see they were trying to tell me that I had violations on the land that my church bought, and it's called the Divine Authority Fellowship, and it's a trust. And so the land is actually in a trust that they were trying to charge me with. And it's a long story. They came out there, this lady, Fran, who works for the district attorney's office, came out there with an officer. And I asked, first thing I said was, "Where's your warrant?" Because the land is 40 acres. And they had to go pass a lot of no trespassing signs. And, they had to go clear onto the land to come to my front door. And they came to my front door. She brought a cop with her, which was armed. That's armed trespassing. And they didn't have a warrant, so they needed to have a warrant, in my opinion. But they're trying to say that I was doing something wrong, having unregistered vehicles or something out there, or maintaining a public nuisance. But I don't know. And then what they did was they were sending these charges in the mail to me, to Trent Goodbody, and saying that that there were these violations and that I was the landowner. But I have evidence to show that that is not true, that they were fabricating. They fabricated all kinds of stuff. Man, these guys, man, there's problems up there in northern Nevada, up there in Pershing County where they have the Burning Man. These guys are so corrupt because I gave them the evidence that they were actually doing the things that I called them up. They charged me with a felony that I got dismissed for calling them up and saying that they might be committing a couple felonies. You know, if somebody told me that I might be committing a couple felonies, I'd be interested and I would want to quit doing what I was doing. I wouldn't want to come after whoever was telling me that I might be committing a felony and charge them with crimes and try to silence them and lock them up and stuff. And then when they have evidence to substantiate what they were doing, you know what the public defender told me? He said, "Oh, well, that's not guaranteed. Even though you have this evidence, they could still lie about stuff and manufacture stuff." And so that's like, wow. So where, is honesty and the truth, it means nothing now. So, I feel like I'm being watched over and looked over and sometimes even carried. But what I'm doing here is very important. And I feel like it's, You know, it's necessary for us to, you know, say enough is enough and stand up for ourselves. Because if we just keep letting them run over us like this, it's never going to stop. If we just keep saying, oh, well, we might as well just do what we're told and wait until life goes back to normal, that's not going to happen. That's not how it works. Once they take away your rights or your freedom, they don't give it back. It becomes like it just be the next generation just takes it as it is and runs with it. You see people when they're 15 and 16, they get all excited about going and taking their driving test so they can be free, so they can have freedom. But they don't realize that they're trading their inherent right from God to mobility for a state-sponsored privilege to drive. And yeah, I think that 15 and 16-year-olds shouldn't be given that much freedom. I mean, freedom, all kinds of freedom just to do whatever they want. But they shouldn't be locked into a contract, a licensing agreement contract, with the privilege that they have to pay for the rest of their life. I don't think that's fair. I mean, I think that there should probably be some sort of competency test for people that get behind the wheel, but it shouldn't be an extortion scam eternally. You know what I mean? And having you pay for environmental quality stuff when that could be a cost that is just put into the vehicle when it's sold. You know, it could be absorbed by the cost of the vehicle itself. No, they need to have you coming and paying them every year for registration and tags and all kinds of extortion fees. I mean, when are we going to wake up? When are we going to realize that if we don't govern ourselves, we will be governed from without? And I'm here to tell you that it's possible. It's possible to govern yourself and to live free, especially here in Nevada. This state, you know, I don't know so much how it is down there in Vegas, but up here, a little bit north in Nye County, we don't wear masks very much, and we don't get messed with about wearing masks. I went up and visited Oregon not too long ago, and wow, it was sad. I walked into a grocery store, and it was like the Twilight Zone or something. Everybody was wearing a mask and almost looking at me like I was doing something wrong by not wearing one. And then I got to the checkout and I said, "What is going on here? I live in Nevada and we do not wear masks like this, you know, so much. And people don't care." And the checker said, "It's Kate Brown. Kate Brown has made it a law." And all that reminded me of, I heard about this kid in Wyoming getting arrested for not wearing a mask at school a few days ago. And that is just amazing to me. That would be like that. But if you guys are listening right now, I really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. I think I'm gonna get going now though, because I was just gonna do a half hour today. But I really appreciate you guys being here, because that's why I'm here. I'm here for you. So, you know, if there was no one out there listening, then this would be pointless for me to be talking about this stuff. But I feel like, you know, I have a duty to help people see and have an open mind. So have an open mind, and thank you. This has been Trent Goodbody with the Nevada Republic Education Network. And I hope you all have a great day. Thanks for listening, and I will be coming back to you again real soon. Thank you so much. Have a great day, night, whatever. Peace.